Good morning. It's 10:58 a.m. on Sunday, March the 7th, 2021. It's 62 degrees. It's really too warm for the sweatshirt. So yeah, I've had a full morning so far. I got my words done around 8:30 this morning. I woke up at 5. Those early morning anxiety dreams are always such a pleasant way to start the day. Uh, 5 o'clock, I got up. Had coffee. Well, I woke up at 5. I laid there trying to get back to sleep, but didn't work. So 5:30, I got up, had coffee. I started reviewing the words. And yeah, it was off to the races. Got 2,400 words, 2,300 words. I'm one full day ahead at this point, and starting on the second day. Ideally, I'll get 3 more of those missing days from January made up this month. Maybe more. I have to check with the Dizzy Dragons, find out if we're going to do Novelrama this year. Yeah, summer's coming. Yeah. The shade feels good, the sun feels hot. It's almost noon, so I need to make a note to myself to get out a little bit earlier than this. Of course, today I did the work. I did the words. And then I did a grocery run, and I had to take care of the groceries. My phone is so slow these days that posting the picture takes 10 minutes. Then I start walking. Although this morning I started walking a little bit sooner than I thought. I also took a picture of the ground today. Instead of a picture of the sky, the first picture I took was of the ground. And all I can think is that I pressed the shutter opened, but the picture that it registered was when I pulled the camera, the phone away from the post and looked at what was there. And of course I couldn't see anything because the sun was shining on the screen. That's the second time that's happened. It's almost like there's a delay on the shutter. And it's just because the phone is so slow. I need to go look up. Why is my phone so slow again? I suspect it's because it's pretty much full again. Don't really need to keep the podcast episodes on the phone for a year. And the photos take big amounts of space. They get uploaded to Dropbox every day as soon as I get back. So I don't really need to keep them at all. So that's a thing. I need to check the apps. There's only like 4 apps I actually use. I should probably take care of them, get rid of the rest. Not that they're running, but they're taking up space. I suppose the answer is upgrade your phone. I'm still on Note 3. So, yeah, I'm a little bit. I'm seriously out of date here. Smoke smell this morning again. It's interesting. Last night we had around, I'll say around 9:30. This really strong smell of smoke came wafting in, and it's like, what the hell is that? This time of night. Investigation proved that the neighbors, two doors down, were having some sort of party with much smoke. And just based on the aroma of burning sugar, I'm guessing they were roasting marshmallows. Ah, to the pines. It's really quite pleasant, quite cool here in the shade. And then I broadly get in the sun. No, it's not that bad. In the summer it's that bad, but right now it's not that bad. The kerfuffle going around these days is about something somebody said about the copyright period is too long, that it should only be 30 years. It's an interesting number. Life plus 30, maybe. Life plus 30, maybe. Right now it's life plus 70, which is very long. I'm of the opinion that it should be different for the creator than for the people who bought it. Morning. his fence still. He's got the footers in. He's got the new posts up. Better him than me, by golly. So a lot of contrails in the sky lately. I don't know if it's a question of the timing, because when I'm walking is when the planes are flying, obviously. I don't. There's two jets right there flying in parallel. They're probably 50 miles apart up there, but there's a lot of the contrails that have diffused. They have completely dissipated. Coming up on it, get ready, stay with me. One post, there we go. That's what we needed. Some very interesting cirrus clouds up there. Cirrus stratus, I think. I wonder if I just wasn't noticing. That's the thing, it's like if you don't notice, then it isn't happening, right? So I didn't notice there were contrails and planes flying up there, so it must be that they weren't there. No, not really. Very interesting conversations about history in this new Ishmael book. And all the people who think that the toeholds are ghost towns. The ones that aren't run by bandits and pirates and the rest. Bandits and pirates and scammers, oh my. And the idea about, it goes back to conversations we were having about technology. Back when I was still in educational technology, that anything that happened before you were born was history. And the tendency is for people to treat history as years ago and miles away instead of 2 days before they were born. Or perhaps while they were still infants and not aware. So it's been an interesting book. There's a lot of talky-talky going on in this book. I'm not sure if it's what needs to happen or if it's just my fallback. I need to find the thread. The difficulty I'm having is that I haven't really found the narrative arc yet. I haven't really found this is Ishmael's point of view, and so seeing the arc happening in the other characters is very difficult, because there's not a lot of choices to be made. There's actions taken. There's words exchanged. I'm not sure I have a narrative arc. I'm not sure I've got a story. I've got things happening, but I'm not sure I get a story. So I don't know. I just keep throwing words at it. That's what I've always done. That's what I need to do. What is that smell? No, it's not me. I recognize, it's like dryer sheets. I suppose somebody could be doing laundry. It is Sunday. I smelled it in our kitchen when I was unpacking groceries, which is odd. While, yeah, somebody could have been doing laundry in the house, the reality is we use unscented sheets because my wife is deathly sensitive to any aroma that is not some sort of harsh chemical cleaning agent. So anything like, you know, incense or aftershave or scented deodorant even will have her coughing and sneezing. And I say that in all seriousness. It's not a criticism of her. She has no problem with, like, Pine Sol or Clorox or, you know, pick your poison. Lysol. So it's one of those odd things. Jogger in his NASA t-shirt. Let me get out of his plume. I'm almost done with Bright Black Sea. I'm at like 85%, I think. There's still a long way to go, but I made pot roast yesterday, so there was a lot of time in the kitchen where I wasn't actually, you know, cutting up vegetables or things like that, but I had to be there to keep an eye on the stove. So I got a lot of reading in yesterday. I don't know what I'm gonna do today. I may, they had a nice sale on steak, so I got some steaks. I may grill steaks tonight for supper. I also got a corned beef and cabbage, so, and a rutabaga. Rutabaga is one of those funny vegetables. They're really popular in certain areas of the country. Like you can't really go into a grocery store in New England and not find rutabagas. They're sometimes called turnips, and they're not turnips, they're rutabagas. Turnips are really generally two-tone, white on top, purple on the bottom. Rutabagas are more red. Hence the name Ruta. I think it stands for the ruddiness of the root. Anyway, yeah, it's kind of a yellow vegetable. Like, cut it, slice it, peel it, boil it. It's got a bit of a tang to it. carrots are sweet by comparison. But we grew up on them. I had rutabagas growing up in New England all the time, in Maine. We grew rutabagas. They go great in stew. They're almost required with corned beef and cabbage. Even though I quite frequently substitute carrots, because I can't find good rutabagas here all the time. Found some good one today. I found a good one today, so that's what we'll have with our corned beef this time. All right, I'm back. I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.